Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollocks.
Rob Bollocks, hello.
This is all flowing quite nicely, isn't it, from that gig to the music, the tune, and then it's just all flowing.
We're professionals here. This is what we do. Thank you very much.
Right. I'm going to talk about vocalization.
Ooh.
And why we do it, and which creature is the most, what I call gobbiest.
The gobbiest. Okay. Gift of the gab.
Before I do that, I actually looked at what the loudest creatures are. I know there's a top 10. And the only reason I'm doing it is because there's a New Zealand creature.
Oh, true. Okay.
Which blew my mind.
Okay. Who's at number 10?
Number 10 is a lion. That's 110 decibels.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
A hyena, 112 decibels. Always wanted a hyena as a pet. Still do, actually.
Nice.
Grey wolf, 115. Elephant, 117.
So far, these are all animals I would have expected to be quite loud.
Howler monkeys, 128. Number 5, kakapo, 132.
When they boom, have you ever listened to a video? If you can find them on YouTube.
Check it out.
When they boom, it is actually really intense. Like, it's so loud. It doesn't sound like it's coming from an animal. It sounds like someone's doing some stressful bomb test in the corner or something.
Brilliant. Greengrocer cicada, never heard of that, 135. A bulldog bat, 140.
Whoa.
Their sound is not audible to humans, so I don't think that should really count.
No.
It's just if we can't hear it. Anyway, Roger the Shrimp. Remember Roger the Shrimp?
We remember Roger the Shrimp.
200 decibels, and a sperm whale, 230.
Wow, far out.
Right.
Like a loud animal. Good list there. Thanks, Rob.
Got that out of the way. Anyway, right, communication. Why we do it? In the cases of non-human species, communicating carries a risk of alerting predators. That's why you always got to be quiet when you're in the woods. I'm going to be going all over the place with this.
This is my favourite kind of mind trench.
Right, okay, now birds.
Birds.
Birds vocalise a lot, especially the quillia. It's it's Q-U-E-L-E-A, and it's quillia. That's how you pronounce it, or that's how I pronounce it.
All right, fair
probably
enough.
Probably wrong, but, you know, what
it
are you
is what
do?
It is.
It's a sparrow-like weaver bird from Africa. You get huge flocks of them, and they just don't shut up. I've seen them. I've watched them on YouTube. It's like, why would you want to make that much noise? You got them. Now,
what are you up to, you bloody birds?
For humans, communications or vocalization is part of how we hopefully successfully function in our daily lives.
Hopefully.
Right? Animals make sounds to issue warnings, attract mates, signal distress, and find one another and defend their territory. A bit like us.
I was going to say, sounds about the same there.
Now, you'd think that the one big thing about animal communication would be how social the species is.
Yeah, you would.
Okay.
You would.
This is true of the quailia, and as far as mammals go, you can't go past the meerkats.
Ah.
Well, actually, you can't go past them without them going absolutely bonkers, can you really?
Do they make a lot of noise?
They're always squeaking and all
away.
That, and they're communicating with each other.
You ever been to one of those like meerkat enclosures where you get to stick your head up in a bubble and then you're at meerkat height?
Yeah.
It's really cool, eh?
I feel like saying to the meerkats in zoos and that, it's like you don't have to panic, everything else is in cages now.
Yeah, it's just a bit depressing, you know, really, isn't it?
It's all good. So you've got the meerkats. Now, you'd think that would be the same with chimpanzees. They've got such a complex social group.
Yeah.
But they keep their vocals down a minimum because they use gestures to communicate.
That's so good.
Because
they do, actually. They've got those hands.
Because vocalising comes at a cost. Firstly, it takes a lot of energy, and sounds put an animal at risk for being caught.
True.
So you've got all that going on.
And, you know, chimpanzees, they're not the most subtle of creatures, are they?
So, but I suppose that's the same with us, but we rabbit all the time, don't we? Now, from what I've looked at, the bottlenose dolphins are the gobbiest in a good way.
Bottlenose dolphins.
In a good way. They produce whistles and sounds that resemble moans, trills, grunts, squeaks, creaking doors, doors opening on the Enterprise, all that stuff. And their sounds vary in volume and wavelength and frequency and pattern, and they're just brilliant. I love them.
They're just chatting away all the time.
But they have the ability to hear and produce sounds over a range of at least 150 kilohertz. Human hearing is limited to just about 20.
Nice.
They rely heavily on sound production and reception to navigate, communicate, hunt, and avoid predators. Actually, I think they're 100% rely on it.
Yeah.
I looked at this a little bit, and then I did such a deep dive on it, and I've just taken a little bit. If you're interested, check it all this stuff out.
It is really wild when you sort of start to watch those videos where people compile the different sounds that a specific animal makes for different things. And, you know, if you're not familiar with listening to those noises, it kind of can all just sound the same. But when you get them all laid out next to each other, you're like, oh, of course those are different sounds for different things. Yeah. Bloody chatty old animals, aren't they?
So are we. Right, so that's it. Have a good look at that. I hope you found it interesting, because I did.
I certainly did as well. Did you bring us a poem today?
I certainly did.
All right, better hit this.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Okay, this one's called Expectations. I haven't got any about anything anymore, and I started off with sport, and now it's gone over to my whole life, and it's fantastic.
Fair enough.
Expectations.
Set the bar low, can't be disappointed.
No, you can't. Well, I haven't got any, and it's the best thing ever. Had them before, and it never felt clever. As the song goes, we never win at home and we never win away. We lost last week and we lost today. It might sound a bit mad, and you might think I'm sad, but no. Still love the three teams I support. You can say what you'd like, because really, I don't give a shite.
Hey,
thank you.
Nice. There's pride in being the underdog there,
yeah,
Rob.
Yeah, I still love them, but...
So who are your three teams? Tottenham?
Tottenham, England football team and England cricket team.
Oh, England cricket team.
Although, see, ever since I've been like this, the England team hasn't lost.
Maybe so, there's something in there.
There's something in it. Don't have any expectations.
Maybe it all hinges on you, Rob.
No, thank you. Don't put me under that.
Thank you very much, Bard of Bollocks.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
What song have you picked for us today?